photo going through the Red Sea during this deliverance, it represents, beloved, Christian baptism. Even as Israel was supernaturally translated from Egypt to the other side of the sea with a brand new life, you and I also, when we go into the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit at our baptism, our past life is buried when we go down under that water, and we're brought up from that water at Christian baptism, a brand new creation. Our old life is completely cast away. It's completely buried. It's something old. This is why the scripture tells us that in Messiah, old things pass away and all things become new. So I want to encourage you today to stop accepting your past as a present reality. I want to encourage you today to become self-aware so that you no longer are allowing your past to keep you buried and trapped in that thing. Because once again, in Christ Jesus, all things become new. You know what's an incredible thought to think? Is that every day is a brand new beginning. No matter what happened yesterday, maybe you got in an argument with your husband or your wife or a family member. You know what? You don't have to let the argument that you got into yesterday define your relationship with that person today. You forgive yourself, you forgive that person, and because of the blood of Messiah, you start over as a brand new beginning and day. And I love that, that in Messiah Yeshua, our sins are washed away. They're removed as far as the east from the west. We're white as snow now. It's brand new. Everything is new. And we start again. So to start again and truly make the most of the future, we have to be free from the past. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive everybody else through the blood of Jesus. And we have to look forward, believing for a bright future. Because God says, I know the plans I have for you to give you a future and a hope. If we're thinking about the negative things of the past, if we're thinking about the negative things that we've done that we're not proud of, if we're focusing on failures, mistakes, or negative things that family members or others might have said to us, that energy that could be used in creating a new and great future won't be there, because your energy instead is going to be looking back, focusing on the grievances or the hurts or the wounds of the past. God set Israel in a brand new place to have a brand new beginning. When he translated them through that sea, he cut off the enemy. And I want you to know, my beloved son and daughter in the Lord, the blood of Jesus has set you free. Yeshua's parents named him Yeshua because the angel told them, you shall call his name Yeshua, salvation, for he shall save his people from their sins. You and I have been delivered completely in his name. Let's live like this. Let's lift up our head. Let's take our head out of the ground and believe that we've been set free. The scripture tells us that we've been released from our sin by his blood. So now let's look up where our treasure is and where we're seated at the right hand of God. Let's let go of the past. Let's not let it cling to us anymore. Let's not let Satan's lies cling to us. You know, Satan's a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. He's going to tell you negative things about yourself. He's going to remind you of negative things about the past. Beloved, put a shield up around your heart. Don't receive it. Keep your eyes looking forward in the Lord. You're destined for glory. Keep putting one foot in front of the other in the Lord. Build a brand new future, build a brand new day, give yourself to the Lord, believe in good things for yourself. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach today, in the name of Yeshua of Nazareth, I speak freedom over your life today. By the blood of Jesus, my friend, you and I have been set free. Let's lift ourselves up. Let's take confidence and courage and live as those who have truly been set free. Passover is about freedom and deliverance. Of course, Jewish people are remembering how they were delivered by the blood of the Lamb at that ancient Passover about 3,500 years ago. But those of us today that are followers of Messiah Jesus, we're celebrating because the ultimate Lamb of God shed his blood on Passover to redeem us and set us free from our sins. You may also know that Passover was one of the three times of year that God commanded all of Israel to come to Jerusalem and present a special offering to him. Over the years, I found that many of God's people like to present a special Passover offering during this time of year. If discovering the Jewish Jesus is helping you, blessing you, and you believe in it, would you prayerfully consider presenting to the Lord a special Passover offering to this ministry at this time? Everything we do, beloved, costs money, and we can't do it without you.
Thanks, Rabbi Schneider. And friends, if you'd like to support Discovering the Jewish Jesus with a special Passover love offering of any amount, would you please give us a call today? You can reach us at 888-MY-RABBI. You can also give online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Passover begins tomorrow, Saturday, April the 12th at sunset, and it lasts for 8 days until nightfall on April the 20th. If you'd like to learn more about how you can celebrate Passover this year, I want to encourage you, visit our website, discoveringthejewishjesus.com. We've got a treasury of messianic content that I believe can be a great blessing to you and your family. And you know, Rabbi's focus on the Jewish heritage of our faith, it's one of the reasons why I think programs like ours, Discovering the Jewish Jesus, are so important. And with your faithful financial support and your prayers, we can keep preaching the gospel and teaching God's word until the Lord returns. So I want to encourage you, give generously today. Visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you the latest copy of our encouraging newsletter. And we'll also send you Rabbi's exclusive monthly teaching booklet. Now let's wrap up today's special Passover message with God's sacred blessing. Rabbi?
Blessings trump curses. And in the book of Numbers chapter 6, we find the ironic blessing that God commanded Moses' brother Aaron, the high priest, to speak over the children of Israel. There's power in blessing, beloved ones. So take part in receiving Father's blessing upon your life today.
Yevarechecha Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'ir Yahweh Panav Elecha Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you and shalom.
This program is produced and sponsored by Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and I'm your host, Dustin Roberts. Make sure to come back next week when Rabbi Schneider continues to share revelations that set you free. That's coming up Monday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. This program relies on your prayers and financial support. You can contact them today at P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. And when you do, make sure you mention our call letters, WJMM.
Central Kentucky's Christian Radio, Life 99.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, Good Grief, was written and read by Mike Whitmer.
A man named Hidesaburo Ueno taught at Tokyo's Imperial University in the 1920s. Every afternoon, he returned on the 3 p.m. train to find his dog, Hachiko, waiting for him. One day, Professor Ueno suffered a stroke during class and died. When he didn't get off the afternoon train, Hachiko lingered a while, then went home. The dog returned the next day at 3 o'clock, and the next day, and the day after that, for 10 years. Elisha was similarly committed to his master, Elijah. On the day Elisha knew he would lose him, Elisha refused to let him out of his sight. Then a chariot of fire whisked Elijah to heaven. In 2 Kings 2, Elisha choked out what he saw. "My father! My father! The chariots and horsemen of Israel!" He picked up Elijah's cloak, the symbol of the prophet's power that had parted the Jordan moments earlier, and asked, "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" He struck the water, which parted as it had for his master. What a bittersweet day. Have you lost someone you love? No words can do justice to your pain. Every sob releases memories of the love you shared. You hurt deeply because you loved deeply. How bittersweet. Thank God for this beloved person, and for your capacity to love. Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak. What might you do? Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is another dose of encouraging news for the American economy as a second measure of inflation is trending lower. This time it's the government's measure of prices at the wholesale level. China firing another volley in its trade war with the U.S. Beijing says that starting tomorrow, it will boost its tariffs on American goods to 125%. A small plane has crashed, bursting into flames alongside a busy highway near the airport in Boca Raton, Florida. In New York, a family of five from Spain and the pilot are dead after their New York City sightseeing helicopter crashed into the Hudson River yesterday and plunged into the water just off Jersey City, New Jersey. It's been an up-and-down day on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down about 236 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index off 53. More details at srnnews.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi with your Central Kentucky forecast, brought to you in part by Georgetown Printing. Located in the Indian Acres Shopping Center. 502-863-1320. Today's going to be partly sunny with a high of 54. Clear to partly cloudy with some frost tonight, the low 32. Sunshine Saturday, high 58. Mainly clear, patchy frost Saturday night, low 34. Sunny Sunday with a high of 64. There's your forecast at the Weatherbug Center at Life 99.
Life 99, WJMM FM Keene.
The following program is sponsored by Through the Bible Radio of Pasadena, California.
We live in a celebrity-driven culture. It's no secret, really. Famous names influence everything from the media we consume to the soap that we buy. And it seems to be a part of human nature, doesn't it? But things get dangerous when the same influencer mindset creeps into our churches, and we start following one pastor or leader over another. That's not how it should be, even when we deeply respect them.
The Apostle Paul gave us the right perspective in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.